Hello, and welcome to this special science podcast from the 2008 AAAS Annual Meeting in Boston, Massachusetts. It's February 17th. I'm Robert Frederick. In this short podcast, we'll hear about Family Science Days at the AAAS meeting. Here's science news writer Elsa Youngstead.
Tucked in a back room at the AAAS meeting is a world apart from the scientific symposia. Family Science Days have been an annual tradition at the meeting for 5 years now. It's a kid-friendly event, including interactive booths and demonstrations of everything from real Mars asteroids to the physics of NASCAR. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, for example, showed a video demo of a tsunami.
So we're going to click on the sign, and it kind of works like chapters.
Here, visitors can watch the tectonics behind disastrous waves. Teens at MIT's Youth Astronomy Apprenticeship showed a film of their own interpretive dance depicting the birth of a star. At the same table, young visitors like 8-year-old Rachel Meerstark use a laptop to operate remote control telescopes and capture photos of space.
I'm looking at pictures of space and planets and stars. It's really cool because I've never seen any of these kind of stars and other things.
Meanwhile, Mike Dowd and his son Connor are concerned with the more earthly matter of photosynthesis at the booth of the American Society of Plant Biologists.
They've got a nice table laid out here showing sort of the chemical equations for doing photosynthesis, and then a set of Lego kits where each piece represents carbon, oxygen, or hydrogen.
9-year-old Connor assembles Legos to represent how plants assemble carbohydrates.
Basically showing the way that the plants take the stuff they take in and turn it into the stuff that they use for food.
Barbara Rice, director of meetings at the AAAS, says that Family Science Day serves multiple functions.
When we come into an area, we really want to engage with the local community. And what we mean by that, the museums, informal science educators, universities, and so on, anyone who has an outreach program that really communicates the fun of learning science. And so we bring them into our meeting. It's a way that we just don't come in and come out. We really work with people. We really provide something we give back to the community is what I'm trying to say.
At the end of the day, though, she says success is measured by how excited kids and parents get.
You walk on that floor and you see these kids just light up, their faces, you know, just lighting up with the excitement of what they're looking at. I mean, we had a snake, even a cobra. I mean, we've had all kinds of things. We've had tarantulas. We've had race cars, you know, just all kinds of things on our floor. And it's just so great to see the kids and really engaged and having fun. And the parents, too, you know, their involvement with their children and how excited they get about it as well. That, to me, means a lot.
Before I left Family Science Days, I caught up with the Perlmutter family after they watched a demonstration on both the physics and the finesse of yo-yos. 13-year-old Eliana was taken with the yo-yo demo.
Where they're showing about like friction and why yo-yos work and the history of yo-yos. That was cool, and they showed us how to use yo-yos. But often the yo-yos that I've tried using don't work as well, and they show why some work and why some don't work as well.
Her parents, Janet and Joel Perlmutter, were there too, pleased with the opportunity to mix science and fun.
Oh, I think it's just wonderful to make science approachable and fun, and that the scientific meeting to do this is just something that we should be doing more of, especially if we want to get our kids involved and see that science can be fun and interesting.
For the Science Podcast, I'm Elsa Youngstead.
This has been a special science podcast from the 2008 AAAS Annual Meeting in Boston, Massachusetts. The show is a production of Science Magazine and of AAAS, the Science Society. Jeffrey Cook composed the music, and I'm Robert Frederick. On behalf of Science Magazine and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for joining us.